A senior research fellow at IDEC, Dr. Kwesi Jonah, says he does not think the pockets of violence at some registration centers are a precursor to the November polls. He said the violence is only being reported at few centers, which cannot be generalized. Speaking on Behind the News, Dr. Jonah downplayed suggestions that party agents should be removed from the registration centers. He argued that such an action will not favor transparency in the body politic.
When violence of this nature occur at registration centres, not police stations, it is because one party is trying to stop the other party from either registering minors or people they consider not qualified to otherwise register. So there's a clash, and it normally happens in the strongholds of the two major parties. I am very surprised that it seems that this time around, this is happening mostly in Ashanti, though reports have come from other places. But it is precisely because one party is trying to scare the members and the supporters of the other party from registering in their numbers. Sometimes, too, they think that the other party is trying to register people who are otherwise not qualified to register.
Some critics say removing party agents can prevent violence at these registration centres. Do you share this view?
No, I don't. The party agents are there to do perform a legitimate function. The party agents are there to ensure, to satisfy the party that the process was fair and transparent. Now, if you take them away, there's absolutely no way it can solve any problem. The parties will never be satisfied that the process was fair and transparent, and they will keep, you know, attacking the UC and so on and so forth. So the agents are necessary. What is not necessary is this attempt by parties to cheat one another.
Well, so this accusation and counter-accusation, what exactly can be done to halt this perennial problem?
It's very simple and straightforward. The requirements for registration are very clear. If a person wants to register to vote, the person must be a citizen of Ghana, 18 years and above, and must be of sound mind. So if you appear at the registration center and the officers who are doing the registration have got to believe that you are not 18 and they ask you for the evidence, you must be able to prove that you are 18, either a birth certificate or some baptismal certificate or some other certificate or document that will prove that actually you are 18. Now, what is happening now is that people appear at the registration center, they suspect that they are not 18, and yet parties and some parents will be pushing that they are 18, register them without any evidence. And this is what is causing some of the party, of course, opposed, and this is what is causing the violence.
But can we say this is a foretaste of what we should expect in November?
Don't forget that these things...
Hello?
It is not a precursor of what is going to happen during the actual election. Why? Because it is not a generalized violence. Right. This is not the kind of violence that is happening everywhere in the country. It is happening only at particular registration centers. Even those places where violence has been reported, Kumasi, Ashanti. It is only particular police stations that are reporting this kind of violence. So, to conclude from a few cases that this is what the general election is going to look like November 7th, it's not correct. Now that violence is breaking out, the police should normally, they map out places that they call flashpoints. They must have by now noticed that some particular registration centers are flashpoints, and they should keep people there and maintain patrols.